From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations says 888 people were killed in violence in Iraq in November. That's up from 714 the previous month. The UN Assistance Mission for Iraq says in a statement Tuesday that 489 of those killed in November were civilians, including police. The other 399 were members of Iraqi security forces, including Kurdish Peshmerga, Interior Ministry SWAT forces, as well as militias fighting alongside the Iraqi army. The White House has announced at a Paris summit Tuesday commitments from 73 U.S. companies that are joining a pledge to support action on climate change. Meanwhile, at a press conference earlier today, U.S. President Barack Obama said climate change must be addressed by all nations.
If we let the world keep warming as fast as it is, and sea levels rising as fast as they are, and weather patterns keep shifting in more unexpected ways, then before long we are going to have to devote more and more and more of our economic and military resources not to growing opportunity for our people, but to adapting to the various consequences of a changing planet.
Again, that is President Obama speaking in Paris. Meanwhile, you can read more on the climate change summit in Paris and President Obama's comments at voanews.com. The World Health Organization is marking World AIDS Day today by emphasizing the need to expand antiretroviral therapy to all of those living with HIV. You're listening to VOA News. Indonesian investigators said Tuesday a faulty system on an Air Asia flight led pilots to take action that caused them to lose control of the jet that crashed into the Java Sea last December. In its final report, the National Transportation Safety Committee said the Airbus flight control system had a cracked joint that set off alarms, and subsequent flight crew action resulted in the inability to control the aircraft. An Afghan police official says an explosion has struck a group of children who were playing on the outskirts of the provincial capital in the country's north, killing three boys and wounding 12 children, four of them critically. A provincial police spokesman, Jawad Basharat, says the explosion took place Tuesday on the outskirts of the capital, Baghlan province. He says the victims were all between the ages of 7 and 12, and it's not immediately clear what the source of the explosion was. Al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front fighters released a group of 16 Lebanese soldiers Tuesday. It's part of an exchange brokered by Qatar. Militants from Nusra and the Islamic State group captured about 25 soldiers during an August 2014 attack on a town in northeastern Lebanon near the Syrian border. Tuesday exchange included Lebanon freeing a number of prisoners. A court in the Philippines has convicted a U.S. Marine of killing a transgender Filipino woman in a hotel northwest of Manila.
Judgment is rendered, finding accused Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton.
As we hear the court announcing that Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton was guilty of homicide for strangling 26-year-old Jennifer Laud and sentenced him up to 12 years in jail. He had been facing up to 40 years if convicted of a higher murder charge. Governments impose taxes on cigarettes in part as a public health measure to encourage people to stop smoking. But a new study suggests the high cost may also lead to lower infant mortality. Higher cigarette taxes are already associated with lower rates of smoking during pregnancy and fewer health problems for newborns, such as low birth weight, prematurity, and birth defects. The anti-corruption group Transparency International estimates that 75 million Africans paid a bribe in the past year. It comes in a report that says most Africans believe corruption is getting worse. Researchers surveyed more than 43,000 people in sub-Saharan Africa about their experiences and perceptions regarding corruption. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.